12. Several hours later, Melanie was finally appreciated enough for me to complete both the quest and the side quest. I got 6 stat points and 2 skill points, in case you wondered. I added the stat points to Fortitude for obvious reasons, and then for the first time in a while, decided to bank my skill points for later. After all, maybe I'd get a new skill and wish I had them or would need them later. So, taking the samples in hand, I put them in my inventory. While I was itching to get back to Ares and do the next quest in the chain, Seed Life on Ares 2, I honestly really wanted to shower now. So I grabbed her discarded lab coat so I wouldn't be walking around naked and made my way out of the laboratory. And yes, I made a detour to the kitchen to grab a protein bar and some Gatorade because, damn, I was craving me some electrolytes. Okay, yeah, it wasn't actually Gatorade, but just some concoction Melanie had whipped up for me, but damn if I could tell the difference. Taking my booty in my hands like a hungry squirrel, I scampered my way toward the showers. Only when I got there, I realized they were already running, and not just because steam was billowing out of the room. Room. Damn. I muttered around the final mouthful of protein bar. Say, I raised my voice a touch. Can you let me know when you're done? I really need a shower.
Garrett, is that you?
Veronica called from inside the showers as I took a swig of lime green Gatorade. A moment later, the top half of her poked out of the shower, and as I saw water dripping down her body, I sucked in a breath. Yeah, I mumbled, and yeah, if she'd been all, my eyes are up here, asshole, well, she'd have been 100% in the right.
You know, you're welcome to join me in the shower, she said, with a hint of a smirk in her words.
And before I could say anything, she padded out of the shower, and yes, that view was quite nice.
I mean, it's not like you haven't seen me naked before.
That's a fair point, I mumbled as she shivered, and her dark nipples cut through the air.
Brr, it's cold out here.
She spun on her heel, so she shook her ass just a touch as she returned to the shower.
Come, join me. The water is divine.
You know, I said, as I took a step into the shower, and damn, did the warm spray feel good. I always thought cats hated the water.
Well, this cat doesn't mind being all wet.
Veronica purred as she squirted some soap into her hand.
Now then, let me help you wash away those aches and pains.
Having absently tossed it aside before Veronica pulled me into the shower with her, but I was grateful for it right now. I felt somewhat revived already, and this sexy shower was going to push me right back to the brink of comfort and spent. Familiar hands glided over my naked body, the soap and water allowing my dark-skinned lover to roam without the ever-present catch of skin-on-skin contact. She smelled amazing. Must have been the violet shampoo that was now lathered in her hands. I had to say, I'd never smelt like flowers before, but in this instance, I didn't think I would mind too much. It took more willpower than anticipated to keep from simply lulling my head back as Veronica's fingers worked magic into my scalp. I audibly sighed as I sank into her, feeling just the slightest bit of tension already begin to ebb from my body. Though, admittedly, I was already getting hard again with just the natural movement of her massaging the lather through my hair. I'd be embarrassed, except I wasn't. Not at all.
I felt no shame in what these girls did to me. If anything, they should be proud that they can get off a god. Not everyone can. I swallowed hard, trying to keep back a moan that had built up in my throat. The gentle friction that Veronica was creating as she hummed and washed me sent shivers down my spine. Admittedly, part of me, although it was a very small part, wanted to wriggle away and just let this shower be a shower. But hell, what did that part of me know? Nothing. That's what. "Something on your mind?" Veronica purred, as her fingers trailed down the back of my neck and settled on my shoulders. She placed a gentle kiss there, and I couldn't deny the goosebumps that pricked my skin from the tender touch. "Want you," I sighed, and the words slipped from my mouth before I could catch them. Of course, I didn't not want her, and I was always up for more sex, but I was also really enjoying the shower as it was. Man, sometimes choices were hard.
"I can tell,"
she giggled, and I caught her peering over my shoulder at the proud erection that I had between my legs.
"I'll tell you what. You just relax, and I'll do all the work."
"What about you?" I asked immediately. I didn't want Veronica to feel as though she had to get me off without getting the same treatment. But she silenced me with a boop to my nose and a coy little grin.
"Don't you worry about me this time," she purred. "Let me take care of you."
"If you insist," I chuckled and managed a nod. I certainly wasn't going to oppose a treat such as this. Veronica tipped my head back just enough that I could rest my head back on the cool tiles. My back was arched just slightly, but for the most part, I was pressed to her front with her breasts smooshed against me. It was an odd feeling to have what were essentially natural female pillows cushioning me, but boy, was it welcomed. I tilted my head, craning for a kiss which Veronica met graciously. Like a magnet, her hands gravitated to my stiff cock, and I tangled my fingers into her hair. Using her tail like a third limb, she grabbed the bottle of shampoo and poured a generous amount of the soap over little me. The warm water loosened the gel up just enough that when her hands began to work me, it was an easy glide up and down. Already, tension was building up in the pit of my stomach. Veronica made it so easy to drift away like this, to forget the woes of being a god and just exist for myself for a change, and not for everyone else to worship. Though it was nice at times, especially in instances like this. I couldn't tell physically, but I was fairly certain that I was already leaking with desire. And I felt a smirk curl on Veronica's lips as she kissed along my jaw and let the water run over our bodies, rinsing away my worries and soapy hair. Just the contact of her hands had my knees starting to shake, and I pressed my palm to the wall beside me to keep myself steady on the slick shower floor. A lot of words could have been said at that moment. The world around us seemingly halted, hanging on to this moment for as long as it could, as though giving me one final chance to say anything but what fell from my lips. "Please," I drawled with a deep, needy moan. My breath was already ragged, and I just need that extra nudge to tip me over the edge. Thankfully, Veronica knew that, and her pace quickened considerably. Her wrists snapped up and down my shaft, rolling over the head and then jerking back down. and then her tail. It slithered and wound up my leg in between my thighs before she curled it around my balls and ever so gently squeezed them rhythmically. "Holy fuck," I moaned again, this time even louder, and I was certain that any passerby would have heard me. Not that I cared. I was far too lost in the building heat and sensual rubbing that Zaxxas himself could have poked his head in, and I would have ignored him.
"Oh, come for me, Garrett," Veronica encouraged. "Let go."
That was it. That was the final thread that had been holding me together, and now it was coming undone. I cried out as I fucked Veronica's hand furiously, desperate to come again. Heat rushed to my cheeks, to my groin. Hell, I was hot everywhere, and the noise that forced itself from my throat was anything but human, nor godly. It was strangled, harsh, and filled with unbridled passion. It was absolutely beautiful, if I do say so myself. I poured myself over her fingers and watched as my cum filtered down the shower drain. My pulse raced as I came down from my high, and Veronica's lips graced mine once again. Her kisses were slow, which I was thankful for. I could keep up with the best of them, but I would be lying if I didn't say I was pretty spent after that. It might not have been full-blown intercourse, but the orgasm from her soapy handjob was just as intense, if not better. A sheen of sweat began to bead on my brow, and Veronica was quick to wipe it away with the pad of her thumb. She smiled sweetly and ran the tip of her tail along my leg comfortingly. It wasn't often that I found myself at the mercy of anyone, but at this moment, I was glad that I was able to share it with Veronica and know that whatever happened, she would be by my side to care for me. She was a brilliant scientist who had her quirks. Who didn't these days? But she was also a caregiver, a nurturer, and those types of people were hard to come by. I would know. The scent of arousal and sweat hung in the air, and likely would for a while with how fierce that orgasm was. I felt a little bad for anyone that came in after us, but I also didn't. They got to breathe in the scent of godly orgasm, and they should consider that a privilege.
"Are you feeling any better?"
Veronica asked after a moment, and she smoothed my hair from my face gently. "I think I am," I smirked and turned around fully to kiss her. "Thanks for cleaning me up."
"Anytime,"
she winked and cupped my cheeks.
"Maybe next time we can switch."
"I'm sure that can be arranged," I said with a chuckle.